Hare Krishna. So Krishna is helping Arjuna to come out of lamentation. In verse number 11, Krishna is telling Arjuna that a person who is very learned, he doesn't lament for living or dead. And then he continues, why a learned person does not lament for living or dead? Because in verse number 12, he says that everyone is eternal. They were existing in the past, they are existing now, they will exist in future also. So what is the cause for lamentation now? But then Arjuna, you know, he might be saying that, but they're dead, they're changing the bodies. So change of body is the cause of lamentation. Now to help Arjuna to come out of this misconception, Krishna speaks verse number 13. Let's see what is there in this verse. It goes like this. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara prapter dhirastatra namuyati. So here it is said, yatha dehino, as the embodied soul, asmin dehe, passes continuously from kaumaram, yauvanam and jara. So kaumaram means boyhood, yauvanam means youthhood and jara means old age. Tatha dehantara praptir. Similarly, tatha dehantara praptir. At the time of death, the embodied soul accepts a new body or goes to a new body. Dhiras tatra namuyati. A dhira, a sober person, is not bewildered by such a change. Now, let's try to understand this verse in a very deep way. What is Krishna trying to tell Arjuna? See, there is no cause for lamentation. Why? Two reasons. One, going from boyhood to youthhood to old age is a natural course of action. So, this is very natural. So, at the time of death, the person goes to new body. Like we see in childhood, the body is completely different. Youthhood, the body is completely different. Jara, the body is completely different. If we compare all the three photos, then we can understand that, the bodies are completely different. So soul has gone from one body to another. At the time of death, it's going to another body. Simple. So what is the cause of lamentation? This is first interpretation. Second interpretation we can have here is, see, what is the cause for lamentation when it comes to death? Because when the person dies, he is getting a new body. So what's the problem? So here, the same two principles we can apply and try to understand what Krishna is saying. So here Prabhupada says, he gives two reasons why Arjuna shouldn't lament on the death of Bhishma, Drona and other great personalities. So first one, when it comes to Bhishma, Drona and others, so even they have gone through all these stages, right? Kaumaram, Bhishma in Kaumaram stage, Bhishma in Yavana stage, and now he's currently in the old age. White and white. So here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that there was no cause for lamentation by Arjuna on account of death, neither for Bhishma nor for Drona. Why? Because they are going to get new bodies. They are going to switch from the old bodies to new bodies. So what does that mean? Thereby rejuvenating their energies. They are going to rejuvenate their energies. They are going to get young bodies. So in fact, Arjuna, instead of lamenting, he should rejoice. This is the point that is given. And the second thing is, see, Bhishma and Drona, throughout their whole life, they were noble souls, no doubt. So the next life or the next body that they're going to get might be in the heavenly planet. They might enjoy heavenly pleasures. Or they might get spiritual bodies and break the cycle of birth and death, go back home back to Godhead. So in both the cases, Arjuna shouldn't lament because they're getting very, very higher destination. So these are the two important things, that is conveyed here by Krishna. That, Arjuna, don't lament because these personalities are going to have higher destination. Now, let's understand who is a dhira. There's a nice definition of dhira that is given. Any man who has perfect knowledge of the constitution of the individual soul, the super soul, and the nature, that is both material nature and spiritual nature, such a person is called as dhira or sober person. And basically, such a man is never deluded, never bewildered by change of bodies, because he understands the science behind transmigration of soul from one body to another. So, in this we are understanding the concept of soul, but what about super soul? A very beautiful analogy is given in the Shastra, which is quoted here. This is called as theory of reflection. So here it is given that when the sky is reflected in water, the reflections represent both the sun and the moon and the stars also. Now the stars can be compared to the living entities and the sun or the moon to the Supreme Lord. So here it's very clear that the super soul and the individual soul, they are not same, they're different. Like the stars, moon, sun. So they're completely different. So there is no question of they being one, they being merging together. Now, what are we supposed to take from this verse? Take it for Arjuna, it's okay for us. What about us? So here, you know, we can easily understand very, very scientifically how we are not the body, we are spirit soul. How do we understand this? If we just take our childhood photos and our previous college photos, school photos, etc., and keep it together and see, we will see a huge change when it comes to our looks, huge change when it comes to our bodies. In fact, when it comes to science, very clearly it is proved that a newborn baby has got approximately 300 bones in the entire body. And when it comes to an adult, approximately there are 206 bones. Now, in the number of bones itself, we see a great difference. And another point that is proved scientifically is the lifespan of each and every cell which is there on the body is approximately 7 to 10 years. So it basically goes on to say that after every 7 to 10 years, this body is completely new. So my question to all of you is that what is that that is keeping the identity of the person same? Because body is changing. So if body is changing, even the identity should change. But the person's identity remains the same. So what is that that is keeping the identity of the person same? So there should be some constant entity which is there in all the phases of life. In the childhood, the same entity is there within. Then in the boyhood, the same entity is there. Then in the old age, the same entity is there. So what is that same entity which is constant throughout? That entity is called a spirit soul. So this concept or this realization is very, very important realization that we are not the body, we are spirit soul. This is the first step in self-realization, understanding what is our real identity. So this particular shloka, shloka number 13, is telling us and proving it scientifically that we are not the body, we are spirit soul. So now let's see what next Krishna is telling Arjuna to convince him that killing all these personalities, you're not doing, you know, anything wrong. Why? We'll see the next argument by Krishna in verse number 14. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.